Well, we're going to talk this morning with a guest who's joining us here, a former Atlantic High School student who's, gone on to the rest of his life now, and some of that includes some pretty tough work. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things he's been doing. Cale Halder is in with us this morning. He's a 2003 Atlantic High School grad. Cale, thanks for coming by.
Yep, thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it very much. And your folks are?
Dana and June Halder.
Sounds like a 4-H interview again, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Going back to all that. You had an opportunity here recently to, experience something that probably not a lot of people get the chance to experience. You got involved in triathlons. What got you involved in something like that? What was the interest there?
One of the guys that I work with over in Des Moines, he was pretty passionate about that sport. And at the time, I just moved to Des Moines, and I just didn't really have any extracurricular activities or anything to do outside of work, and was just kind of figuring out what I wanted to do. And so he invited me out with him to do a local short distance triathlon with him. It was one of his warm up races at the time. He was doing an Ironman that year. And I just got hooked. It's a pretty very physically demanding sport, mentally demanding as well, and just really pushes your body to the limits. And I've just always kind of had that kind of a mentality to see what my body can do, and I'm just open to new things and seeing what I could do.
When you were in high school, did you ever see yourself doing something like this?
I didn't, actually. In fact, when I first got into triathlon, I never ever saw myself doing the full distances that I do now. In fact, I used to think it was crazy.
Now, you were a member of, for example, Atlantic's 2002 state championship football team.
Yep.
Would folks who remember Cale Halder, the football player, recognize Cale Halder, the triathlete, these days physically?
Maybe to an extent. Probably, I'm sure, for the most part, but I've definitely thinned out a lot. Definitely dropped my body fat percentage significantly since then.
Don't want to hear about that. You're going to embarrass an old fat guy. Well, what's it take to get started in something like this? For you, it was a benefit because you had a buddy who was involved in stuff like that, and you had some interest there, and the support system's got to be a lot of help. But how do you get started in something like that?
Oh, definitely. Well, actually, there's a coaching company over there in Des Moines. Zoom Performance is the name. And you can actually, there's quite a few online programs and stuff, too, if you really wanted to do your research and stuff. There's plenty of online stuff like that to be able to figure out what you want to do if you want to do it on your own. But I ended up, I actually had a coach that kind of helped me out. And that was definitely very beneficial and very helpful. And so I kind of had a crew of about 5 to 6 guys that we actually trained together quite a bit all summer long. We did all our long rides together on Saturdays. All of our long runs were Sunday. And, I did quite a bit of training on my own, too, because sometimes it just helps to kind of be out there by yourself as well. But, yeah, for the most part, that was definitely a huge benefit to have a coach to rely on. I could talk to him one-on-one, email him, call him. I even rode with him quite a bit, actually. And so that just helped out quite a bit to be able to have someone direct you on what to do, because with this distance, I don't think I would have really even known where to begin.
Well, for folks who don't know, I guess we assume people know what a triathlon is. What is it?
It's just an event, swim, bike, run. There's 4 different kinds of distances. Ironman distance is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then you run a marathon after that. So it's a pretty long day.
Yeah, to say the least. Some folks look at it and think, who can do ragbri? 100 miles on a bike? Are you kidding? Well, how about getting off the bike and then running a full marathon after that? Yeah. That's tough. Well, talk a little bit about the experience now. Back on September 11th, you had an opportunity to run an Ironman in Madison, Wisconsin. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, so actually, Ironman Wisconsin is probably one of the most popular ones in the area just because it's close to home. There's a lot of people from Des Moines that have done that, so that's definitely a very good one for a first Ironman for being in that area. It was a great experience. Madison's a great town. It was great to be in that area. Swam in Lake Monona, and then we ended up biking through kind of the southwest, an area that's kind of southwest of Madison, and then the majority of the marathon was through downtown Madison. So it was very cool, very spectator friendly. State Street's kind of their college town area. So there were spectators lined all up and down both sides of the street down there on State Street, and it was just a phenomenal environment. And it just, I went up there last year to watch with the intention of signing up for it for this year, And just being there in that race environment almost just gives you the motivation to want to do it yourself. It's hard to explain verbally, but I mean, once you see it, it's just the race environment is just unreal.
Well, it sucks you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me your feelings, though. You're standing there. You swim first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're standing there getting ready to swim with how many people?
There's about 2,300 people there. And it was quite the washing machine, too. Because, 2,300 people packed in one lake all together. Cannon goes off and all 2,300 people are swimming all at once.
What are you thinking? What's going through your mind? Do you have any doubts about your preparedness, about how well you've gotten yourself ready to go for this before you start?
To be honest, the only doubt that I had and the only thing that scared me was that marathon. The farthest I had ever run prior to that was 20 miles on one of my training runs. So this was actually my first marathon, too, on top of all this. But I've had quite a bit of experience doing the half Ironman distance where I've kind of forced myself into crowded and closed quarters in the swim where I was used to, and it gets pretty physical. I've getting kicked in the face. I've thrown elbows, gotten elbows to the face, kicked people behind me because it's that packed. I mean, you're like, sardines in a, tight and closed space. And so I didn't have any doubts at all about that swim. It was definitely a little nerve wracking, but I'd say my prior race experience definitely gave me the calm and cool attitude that I needed to be able to do that. So
how far again is the swim?
2.4 miles.
2.4. So you get done with that, and swimming's enough of a chore anyway.
Yeah.
You're using the whole body. And then you got to hop on a bike and go 112. How tough is that? Is that the easiest part of this?
Not really, actually. And I'd say I definitely attribute my football background to biking's actually my strong point out of these three. And I attribute that to my football background playing defensive and offensive line. With having that strong leg base. So, and actually, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but if I remember correctly, I think this course is considered as one of the most punishing bike courses in the world circuit, because there's these, they have this there's Ironman courses throughout the world. So it was very hilly. There's about 7,500 feet of climbing on there. So it wasn't any flat course at all. But I'd say it was a very challenging bike course, but it was nothing I hadn't seen before. There's some pretty hilly courses south of Des Moines that I rode quite a bit on my training ride, so it definitely got me very well prepared for it.
Sure. So you're swimming 2.4 miles, you biked 112, and now you're going the full marathon, which is what, 26.4?
26.2.
26.2 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to make you run more. So now, I mean, you've done the swim. You're off the bike. And now you got to run a full marathon. I mean, seriously, what's going through your mind at that point?
And this is where it all gets tough, actually. And like I said, going into this race, I told a few people this, not very many, though. I told a couple people before I went into this race that marathon actually probably scared the crap out of me because I had no idea how it was going to go. I've heard nothing. All I knew was stories from other guys that have done it before. I experienced a good stretch between mile probably 9 and 18 or 19, which is a pretty long stretch, where I was suffering quite a bit of a mental breakdown where, you're out there for that long. So at that point, I was probably out there for 9.5 hours, and your body's not used to going that long at all, and so your body just kind of, your body wants to be protective of itself and kind of not let yourself, go to those extremes, and so your body's like, all right, well, if you're gonna do this, and screw you, and it's very uncooperative. I mean, I didn't have any gastrointestinal issues, but nothing tasted good. I mean, because you're taking in. They have different nutrition stuff that you can take in. That, like, they have, they call it gel, goo or gel, where it's kind of like a syrupy texture that comes in a foil packet, and you rip it open and squeeze it in and chase it with water. But I mean, at that point, you've taken in so much sugar and sports drink, and your stomach's just, and so your body's just kind of trying to shut down, and that's where you hit the mental wall. You just got to keep pushing through, and I mean, I definitely experienced that, and it's very hard to explain verbally and in person. It's kind of one of those things that you got to experience on yourself to totally understand. I remember seeing one of my best friends and training buddies actually did this race last year, and I had the pleasure of being able to see him do that, and I do remember him going through that last year, but you don't really think anything of it when you're on the spectator side. But actually experiencing it firsthand, is a pretty transcendental experience to actually see it all come together and realize what's going on.
So basically, your brain, mentally, you're convincing your body that just tough, we're going to do this no matter what. We're going to beat the tar out of you just to get finished with this.
Pretty much.
So what's tougher then? Is the mental? I mean, physically, you can prepare for this.
Yeah.
Can you mentally really prepare for it?
I would say to an extent, but in reality, there's a lot of stuff on that day that I experienced that I've never ever had happen before. And in fact, my coach, who's a very great guy, and he told me that several times prior to these, like, there's something that's going to happen. He's like, be ready for the unexpected, because there's something that's going to happen that you've never ever experienced before, and you're just going to have to figure it out on your own. And he was actually out there on the course. I mean, he was there to support, because he had a couple other athletes that he coached who were also racing that. So it was good. So I saw him quite a few times throughout. He was, watching from the sidelines. So I, would tell him what's going on or what's not working or something. So he had definitely had some tips and pointers and stuff. But for the most part, he kind of made me figure it out on my own. I do remember at one point, I told him that, my body was shutting down and nothing tasted good at all. And all he really had to tell me was, don't let it. That's all he told me. And I remember myself being pretty angry with him at first, because it's like, that's all you got to tell me. That's all you got for me, But, talking to him later on, after the race, he had said, he's like, there's nothing I could really do for you at that point anyway. He goes, the mental state that you're in, he goes, you got your mind off of it, didn't it? And I go, yeah. It's like, because I was mad at you.
So were you happy with your performance?
Oh, definitely. I would say I probably tore apart my goal times. In fact, I hit them right on and finished a little bit faster than I was planning on going into it. So, yeah, I was very happy with my day.
Well, if you finish this in total in less than like 3 days, I'm impressed. It'd take me at least that long.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of racers out there, too. I mean, there's people out there that, where their goal is to just finish. There's actually a 17-hour cutoff. Everybody goes off at 7 a.m., and you have until midnight to finish. There's people out there that are there to gain spots. Because the World Championships are in Kona, Hawaii. And those only go so deep. I mean, you probably have to finish in 10 hours or less to be able to get a qualifying spot for that. So there's people out there that are like literally racing for that. And there's people that are just there to, to finish in 16, 17 hours. So, I mean, there's all sorts of people out there on the athletic spectrum.
Would you do it again?
Definitely. In fact, I've got another one in my sights.
Training now again, huh?
Not quite yet. I'm going to take a couple years and do some, I just stick to cycling for now, but I'll be back in another year or two.
Very good. Will you run? Is it Madison again, or is it a different place?
Actually, I'm looking at either. There's one in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Lake Placid, New York are the two that I'm kind of looking at.
Interesting. So, very good. I guess we should bring folks up to date. You're in the Des Moines area now. What are you doing these days?
I work for Principal Financial doing IT stuff, so it doesn't seem like it really fit well. I sit at a desk most of the day on my computer. And then I'm this active outside of work, so it doesn't really seem to fit, but
that's a good balance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a good balance. Very good. Well, good for the experience, too. Would you encourage other people who might have an interest in this to really go out and give it a try?
Yeah, definitely. You certainly don't have to do this distance. I mean, there's shorter distances out there, and that's obviously where I got my start. And it's a phenomenal community, too. I mean, you see other people. A great way to meet other people and see other people, like-minded individuals that kind of want to, just great athletic or healthy lifestyle is what I want to say, I guess. Just having other people to work out with and hang out. And I'd say it's just a phenomenal community, people that, will help you out and are willing to help. And it's just a great all-around atmosphere.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by and sharing the story.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.